Union, 800-313-9443 is the number to call, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to all of the stations out there that are carrying this broadcast today and carrying the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. That's a wonderful thing. And especially hello to everybody in Dallas. KHFX 1140 AM Dallas is our newest station, so we are all real thrilled about that. So hello, Dallas. Anyway, I don't know if Scott's still on the line with me. Are you still on, Scott?
I'm on.
Okay. Yep. Bill, go ahead. Finish what you wanted to say.
All right. I was going to say that, you know, everybody is under the impression that the courts are the final word on what is and what isn't constitutional. That's just not the case. And also, we're brainwashed to believe that when a court makes a decision, that becomes law. And that's just not true. No court decision is law. And in fact, the decision of a court in reality only applies to the parties of the case, the facts of the case, and the law of the case. And you can learn from decisions if, in fact, the decision is based on the law, primarily the Constitution and laws that are constitutional, and if they're properly applied. Now, Justice Story, in his decision in Swift versus Tyson in 1842, and you can find that at 16 Peter 1, I think that's book 41 of the U.S. Supreme Court recorder, starts on page 1. And on page 18 of that decision, Story says, who, by the way, was on the courts from 1811 to 1845 when he died, the Supreme Court. He said, in the ordinary use of language, it will hardly be contended that a decision of courts constitutes law. They are, at most, only evidence of what the laws are and not of themselves laws. And I don't think that can be any clearer stated.
Well, you know, Bill, a perfect example of that that comes to mind is the court in Indiana that ruled that it was okay for police, it was unlawful for people to resist police coming in and who don't have a warrant for search and seizure. This was just, I don't know, maybe 4 weeks ago or so that these nitwits came up with that cops didn't need, police didn't need a warrant to just come in.
And it's totally absurd.
But yeah, exactly. I mean, how can that be?
It can't, not lawfully. It's under
exactly.
The color of law. That's
so court. There's a court case that is totally unlawful. That ruling is unlawful. It flies in the face of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, unreasonable search and seizure. But pigs are doing it anyway. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. Is that where we start picking apart legal versus lawful, corporate versus de jure, you know, government, you know, this is the kind of stuff I think that makes a lot of it also more of a challenge is that, you know, there does appear to be, you know, you go back to the Act of 1871, there does appear to be a separation between what was the government, what was lawful, and what is now the corporate presence that is all based on legal rather than lawful. And that you get this kind of garbage coming out of the courts.
Okay, let's try to separate some of that, Scott. There's sure. A lot of things that fly around in conclusions that I think if you investigate them more closely, you may take a different position. I think the comparison between de jure and corporate is not correct. It is de facto versus de jure. De facto being a government under force, de jure being under law. And so people like to jump to this is a corporate da-da-da-da. Well, the 1871 incorporation of Washington, D.C., if you look at that, that is the government, not the governance, but the government of the District of Columbia, not the United States of America. And so when you people like to make this simple because they want
hang
to apply.
On. Hold on, Bill. Hold that thought. Listen, we're going to be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodnick. Cue music is the hint that we better stop talking soon. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, I suggest if you have a business or service that you would like to see on this network being advertised to people who believe in freedom and liberty, then I suggest you get in contact with Republic Broadcasting. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. You can go there. There's contact information on the site. If you want to send them a snail mail, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the address. Listen, we're on Facebook. We're on 1140 AM Dallas, KHFX. That's our newest station. We're on all over the country on a lot of little stations who are carrying our programming, or the programming, I should say, of Republic Broadcasting Network and my radio show, which is an excellent thing, I think, if I do say so myself. Listen, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Listen, if you want the truth to continue to be redistributed as it is on this network, then you have to make that happen. Donate a few bucks if you want to do that. That's a great thing to do. I suggest you do it. Listen, buy some of the products that are available for sale. Listen, if you want to put, you got to put your money where your mouth is. It's as simple as that. We can't have people sitting on the sidelines anymore. Because, listen, kids, in the animal farm world, right now, the pigs are ruling the roost. And that ain't a good thing, because those pigs don't care about you and I got news for you. Not at all. In fact, they want to lead us to slaughter. And that doesn't work for me. So anyway, listen, Scott, I'm going to cut you off. Let's go. Bill, finish what it is you wanted to say in response to Scott, and then we're going to take another caller.
Yeah, I think it's instructive to sort of back up from a lot of the suppositions that the corporations or the progressives or whatever, all the problems, and all we have to do is get them under control. The intent of the progressive argument is the Democrats are bad. And so what you end up getting diverted from the real cause, and the real cause is the government has been usurped, starting aggressively, always was worked on, but aggressively just before and after the war between the states. They took that opportunity, that is, certain attorneys and judges, professors of law and politicians and other crooks, frankly, to take away our government. And if you understand that the 14th Amendment, the so-called 14th Amendment, was always intended to convert this country from the organic structure to one where the United States used to be interesting. It used to be called these United States in reference to that central government, the government of these United States rather than the United States. Words mean something. And the 14th Amendment really started that. So I would encourage everybody to start getting on the Internet, start looking at what the 14th Amendment was supposed to do and how unconstitutionally it was proposed and was never proposed properly nor ratified. And then look where the corporate structure, where attorneys started writing a lot of corporate law after that, the Constitution for Change, state constitution, to encourage corporations. And therefore, the government said, hey, we want those protections too, so we'll incorporate. Find out when your town or when your state was incorporated, and you'll find that it was after the war between the states, and I'm pretty sure, and after the 14th Amendment, and you will see that it was there, based on the attorneys, to protect the principles that are in government using these corporate loopholes.
I want to thank Scott for calling. I know you've already been disconnected. Thanks, Scott, for calling. Thanks for listening. And we have, if he's still on the line with us, Jerry Kirk in Arkansas. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Pretty good, Maggie. I appreciate your show that you do. And about 20 minutes ago, you said something that resonated very strongly with me.
Well, all my words should resonate with people, Jerry.
Well, today some words hit me a little stronger.
All right. Okay. So what was it that I had said that resonated with you, Jerry?
You said that people constantly and continuously make the same mistakes over and over. And
they do.
And they don't tend to learn.
Yeah, most don't.
Well, anyway, I wanted to visit with a mistake that I had made, and I was making it over and over and over, and I see a lot of people doing it, and so I just wanted to visit about that.
All right, well, go ahead.
That subject is sovereignty, and I thought I was researching it pretty good. I went back to the very first U.S. Supreme Court case, Lansing versus Smith, which is, as Bill says, evidence of law. So there's a law out there, and they're just showing you that there's a law out there. In this case, the court said, and I quote, people of a state are entitled to all rights which formerly belonged to the king by his prerogative. And this is where the beginnings of the term sovereign started to appear in the public opinion, and it's been built on by other cases. Well, when we look up the word sovereign, it very clearly says, above or superior to all others, chief, greatest, supreme. Supreme in power, rank, or authority.
Okay.
And we can continue on that vein, and they're all that same type thing, supreme. Well, first of all, I had to find out what were the kingly rights and that were transferred to this country, to the people. And in the Treaty of Paris, in one area, it's very clear, the arch-treasurer and Prince Elector of the Holy Roman Empire. So as a consequence, we became vassals of the Holy Roman Empire by claiming this sovereignty. And I had...
Well, how could you, if you're claiming now, let me rephrase this or paraphrase this, you're claiming that we have all rights of the king. So that would mean everything. Not that we belong to someone else, but we are indeed individuals with all these unalienable rights, because those are what the king possessed, right? Didn't he possess freedom and liberty?
No, that's not true.
I'd like to inject, before we go down this path too far, if I may, Jerry, this argument has been made repeatedly amongst people, and it is fallacious. And I say that in all due respect. When you take the definition and then jump to the king, okay, What about those previous definitions, the superior authority? The Declaration of Independence makes it very clear that we are governed by the consent of the governed. We are the sovereigns here, and not only that case, but many cases confirm that the people have all the power. In the Pennsylvania Constitution, it says all power is inherent in the people. So when you start muttering around with the Treaty of Peace and take this out of context, and all due respect, and I've heard it over and over again, what do you, if you read a document, the treaty, what has to happen in a document? You have to have who's making the treaty. And when in Section 1, the King of England, which we had just defeated, was saying, I have these powers. Well, you can claim anything you want, all right? He was defining his authority, according to him. And then the next section defines the representatives of the United States, Benjamin Franklin and so forth, at the Treaty of Peace. And then the third section, it says, the king relinquishes all power, all property to all these 13 states. And they name the states. So in a document like that, he had to have had the authority to commit to enter a treaty. So he said, before I had ownership of these colonies, and now I don't. And to take that and turn that into something that applies here is just totally fallacious. The people in the colonies were Englishmen, and they were, in fact, a special breed of Englishmen who'd gotten to be very independent and self-sufficient. And if you read the history, they took on themselves the laws of from England that suited their circumstance and discarded the others. And they were no longer subjects. They were free men. In fact, they called themselves freemen. And everybody says, well, that's a bad term. Well, that's just throughout the statutes and the history of this country. And so what you're trying to do is twist this into a result that I think people want, is to say, hey, we're this, or he was that, and these are the limitations. The real basis of our law in this country, from the very beginning, but particularly at the point of the Declaration of Independence and beyond, has been the Old and New Testament as a foundation of moral principles and reality. There is, in fact, the absolute in the Bible, and this government's framed on that basis. And if you try to twist it by coming up with some conclusion, you get a mess and a misunderstanding.
I'm glad that you went forward with there, because you took some words out of my mouth.
Well, see, why would you be quoting about you have these powers that only the king has?
Well, that's what the U.S. Supreme Court says, and if you track all the cases on sovereignty, they go back to the kingly rights. And what I suggest is that our entire error is that we have violated the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God, and you shall have no other gods before us. And when we consider ourselves sovereign, we are putting ourselves in a superior position, and we are moving away from the Father's laws.
I disagree totally. No one is superior to God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost.
Well, when you use the term sovereign, you are saying that the individual or the group is supreme, a chief ruler.
On earth, on lawful authority. That's correct. You and I, and everyone else in this country, in each state, first and foremost, in each state, are the sovereigns in that state.
Well, that's where I disagree with you. I think that's the error that people constantly make. They do not acknowledge that the Father is the sovereign, and his laws are sovereign.
No, that's not true. And all due respect, Jerry.
So you don't think the Father's laws are supreme?
No, I don't think the people do that. And I tell you what people in government do. They think they are the sovereign.
Well,
they think that they're the sovereign, and they're not.
And when the
may I finish, please?
Sure.
The state thinks that they have sovereignty. The federal government thinks they're sovereignty. There is no sovereignty in this country that exists in the state government, or the county government, or the local government, or the federal government. The sovereignty resides in the people.
Hang on, everybody. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Hang on. We'll be right back, so don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in this morning, you are welcome to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. So please do that if you'd like to get in contact with me. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on my website as well as a ton of good information. Please go there, start reading, especially read the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. I have links to all kinds of websites with tons of research and information you really need to know. So anyway, I'm talking this morning with my constitutional scholar, buddy William Taylor Ryle, and I have Jerry on the line with me from Arkansas. Please continue making your point, Bill, if you would, please.
Well, there's not much more to say. If you take things out of context and assume what you want as a result, you're going to make these kind of statements, and you need to put things in context. And the country, this country, takes from it based on English law and what the framers knew at the time. And the attorneys assume that common law stopped when the Declaration and the Constitution was written. It's just not true. And common law continues to grow, and court decisions, if they are in fact correct, and in context, and in light of our law, then you could follow them, or you could not follow them, but rely on them. But when a court makes a statement, that doesn't necessarily mean the truth. It's that court speaking and its opinion. And the truth of it is that the people in this country are deemed to be the owners of the sovereign power, and we individually and collectively entrust that with those who are in government as our trustees, as our servants. They don't operate that way. Not the way it is, but that's the way it's supposed to be. And once you start twisting that fact around, it does not negate the fact that the absolute authority, sovereign, the capital S authority, if you will, sovereign, is God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And so I really take exception to this interpretation. So beyond that, there's not much I can say.
Last thing I'd like to add is that Christ points out very clearly that we cannot serve God and mammon, a term you used. And when man starts to rule, he moves away from the Father's law, which is supreme. And until we recognize the Father and his laws are supreme, we're destined to repeat the same mistakes over and over.
Jerry, I agree with
that. Are you there, Jerry?
I agree with that, Jerry.
I don't know what happened to him. I guess he got cut off. I can't hear him anymore.
But I'll answer the issue. I agree with that, that when man does things in conflict with God's law, his truth, then it's, first of all, it's not valid. If you read Blackstone's commentaries, published in, 1765, in the Laws of Nature, it's Volume 1, Section 2, it talks about the laws of nature and the revealed law, and the revealed law being from the Old and New Testament, and any municipal law, that's man's law, that is contrary to these is totally void. So we're not in conflict with Jerry's position, his last position.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for calling, Jerry. I don't know what happened. You disconnected or hung up or whatever. But anyway, thanks for calling, Jerry. I always appreciate it. We've got another caller, Bill, so let's take Keith in Indiana. Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm all right. I just have to call in when Jerry Kirk calls in.
All right. Well, you can do that. We allow it.
I called him up when he gave out his phone number, and I spoke to him. He wanted to do all the talking. He told me that Peter and Paul are false apostles.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't recognize the New Testament or Testament.
Well, you'll have to take that up with him. I mean, I don't know what he recognizes or he doesn't, but... you know, he's entitled to his opinion. I do know that much.
Well, now, if he wants salvation, we're accountable to hearing the truth of the Word of God if we want salvation. So.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not here to debate what Jerry is thinking or not thinking, to be honest with you, Keith. Do you have a question for Bill? Because I don't know what Jerry believes in terms of that, and, you know, it's not up to me to sit here and critique him. Okay.
There's no accurate Bible. You have to use a couple, but you need other books, too. I'm just saying the man has no understanding of the Word of God. But what I'm saying, too, is so much of this, it goes back to philosophers like John Locke.
Yep.
You know, the children of Israel, 70 souls arrived in Egypt, and they were free for 30 years only. They were down there 430 years, and for 400 years they were in bondage. Those Israelites that were born after 30 years did not have a right to liberty. You see, that's why he said, let no man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceits. We've got all kinds of people that have ministries, Chuck Carlson, Brother Gregory, that call in on all the RBN shows. I've spoken to every one of them. They don't believe any of the foundations of the Christian faith, including the everlasting Abrahamic covenant. They don't believe that the new covenant is made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. You can look it up in Jeremiah 31:31, and
are you still there?
Oh, did I break up?
Yeah, you did for a second there. I thought you got disconnected. Go ahead, Keith. Finish what you're saying. Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard what I said, but they don't believe that the New Covenant or New Testament...
Hang on, Keith, because the cue music is we're going to break. We'll be right back. Hang on, Keith. Don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number to call into the show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go there, look at it, please. There's tons of information on there. I link to a lot of great websites with tons of knowledge, knowledge for you to put in your head. So please go there. Check it out. Listen, everybody, I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening, everybody in Dallas at 1140 a.m., KHFX, our latest station. Isn't that so exciting? We're on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're almost everywhere. We're going to be everywhere soon, so stay with us, everybody. Good things are coming. Anyway, Keith, did you want to continue with what it is you were saying? Still with me?
I don't know where I broke up. I'm simply...
You broke up again there, Keith. I don't know what's going on, if you're on a cell phone or whatever.
When they switch me over, I can hear the board operator. I don't break up, but when they switch somehow, I've got a different phone system. So did you hear what I said, that the new covenant is made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah?
Yes.
Well, the whole church system, you know, Catholic, Protestant, and all these patriot ministers, they don't believe that.
I know.
Because they don't understand who Israel is. Like you said the other day, Maggie, you don't understand Israel and the history. You said it yourself. See, we need to understand these things. You know, Christ died to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, Romans 15:8. I can give you verse after verse and passage after passage through the newer scriptures that show that the everlasting covenant made with Abraham was just that, everlasting. The covenant that he built from one man. build a whole population. We have a race on this earth. It's the race of Adam that are the family of Israel, and that's who God's covenant's made with. And any single pastor from Chuck Baldwin to Chuck Carlson to all of them to Jerry Kirk, none of them believe this. They worship the universal God. That's not the true Christ. Christ is a covenant God.
All right. Well, on that note, Keith, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Hang on. What? Go ahead.
So you've got battle to win in the world, right? You're going to win and get your country back, right?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Keith, because you are breaking up. I don't know what the deal is with your phone, but go ahead. Say that again. We have a battle what?
Well, I say it seems to me the purpose of RBN is to restore the republic and win their country back.
Well, yeah,
now,
that's
how
kind
of
the idea.
How do they do that when they're under a judgment of God for the very things that I'm telling you about now?
Well, hope springs eternal, doesn't it, Keith? And if people impart knowledge like you are, then maybe we'll be more stronger and stronger and stronger every day to succeed. What do you think?
I think you have to study the Bible to find the truth of it. And
I think there's a lot of things we have to study, Keith. One of those is happens to be there, but there's a lot of things we have to study.
And the Bible would be where on the list?
Well, it's on the list. It's not on the bottom. It's on the list, but this isn't a show about the Bible, Keith.
I said seek first the kingdom of God.
All right. Well, I understand that, but my show isn't devoted to discussing the Bible or all of the different commands in it either. That's not what my show is about. So I want to, you know, there are shows out there that are about that, Keith, but that's not what my show is about. Now, do people on my show reference the Bible? Certainly. Do I believe in God? Yes, I do. Am I an expert on it? No, I'm not. Is that my goal, to be an expert on it? Honestly, no, it isn't.
Well, I'm not talking about believing in God. I'm talking about actually believing God.
Well, who said we don't believe God?
Well, because everything that you say doesn't fit with the Bible.
Okay. All right, fine. Everything I say doesn't fit with the Bible, then I don't know why you listen to me, Keith, if that's the case. If you think everything I say doesn't fit in your picture of things, then I don't know why you're listening. Anyway, on that note, Keith, I want to thank you for calling, and I'm going to go to Chris in Las Vegas. Hang on. Before we go to Chris, Bill, you got anything you'd like to throw into? Go ahead, Bill.
I'd like to encourage Keith, and that's, you know, his knowledge. And that's great. I would suggest to everyone, whether you believe in the Bible or not, whether you're Christian or not, is with respect to the laws of this country, and that's what I'm about, trying to help people understand what the foundations and the true meaning of the law is. The law in this country, unique on the earth, is primarily based on those things found in the Old and New Testament. And so the version of the Bible that the framers had when they wrote it, because that's what the document references, that's what it means, was primarily two Bibles, the King James Bible, that version, and the Geneva Bible of 1599. And so we need to look to those documents to understand what the framers meant when they said certain things. And that I would suggest everyone do, whether you believe all everything or not, but if you want to look and see what the three branches of government, where that came from, and all of those sorts of things, look to those documents as a fundamental, and I would put it first, by the way, as the source from which our country, upon which our country is based. So,
well, I think we've already said that time and time again here on the show, haven't we, Bill?
Yes.
When you're on with me, this is our conversation, and we recognize and understand that the foundational principles of this country are based on Christianity.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we have. Anyway. What can I say? I think the mailman's there, and every time the mailman comes to the door, the dogs love to let me know that. Listen, let's go to Chris in Vegas. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am marvelous, Bill. What a lively and contentious discussion we have going this morning with you and Tom and your other listeners, especially Jerry the Marvelous in Texas.
Well, you know what? It makes for never a dull moment.
Well, it's not a surprise, being the incessantly consistent efforts of the great deceiver since the beginning of time, and that people have been deceived in believing in everything that's in the Bible that was specific. specifically a construct of a pagan god worshiper of Nimrod, namely Flavius Constantinus, or Constantine the Great, who, under his guise, conceived the Holy Roman Catholic Vulgate Universal Christian Church, or Synagogue of HaShatan, had his groupies select the books and the words and interpret the words that were placed in the Bible to deceive man to his own specific manly purposes.
So you're saying, Chris, your interpretation of the Bible, it's all a big con?
Well, I believe there are many, many truths in the book that's portrayed as the Bible, but there are all many...
You don't think that you think the Bible isn't the Bible? It's just some...
Just another book.
Is that what you think, Chris? That it's not? It's portrayed as the Bible, but it's not the Bible. Well, where is the Bible if the Bible isn't the Bible?
Well, I'm saying there are many stories in there that have some truth and relevancy to them, and some possibly words of a master in there. But I believe that there are also many untruths, twistings, and changings of names and word terms and concepts to suit the purposes of those who wish to deceive us.
The Bible is made up of deceitful ideas, or you're saying people who read the Bible misinterpret it because their purpose is to deceive us. Which is it?
I'm saying the people who constructed the Bible had malicious intents of their own device, and when they assimilated the books and chose the books and chose to leave out other specific books of the Bible that had extreme relevancy, such as the Book of Enoch, Book of Miriam, the Book of Thomas. There are several books that were left out called Apocrypha. It doesn't mean that they weren't relevant, weren't true, didn't have true words of the Master. The Enochian calendar is specifically the word of Yah and gives his perfect calendar for the operation of the heavens and the earth that have true relevancy in today's time.
Okay, so you're saying those books were left out deliberately to deceive people?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, I certainly understand there are many opposing viewpoints that are put in there that contradict each other in the construct of man known as the Bible. It's not unnoticed for some that study these works that the soundings of the words that are used to assimilate the spellings that are twisted to reference a different idea may have some relevancy to what their true and meaning is. In Bible, B-Y-B-A-A-L, it can reasonably be understandingly twisted to B-I-B-L-E, which sounds efficiently the same and has the effective means of deceiving people, as it was intended to do.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
I would just interject something, because I think these kinds of conversations obviously lead to infinitum. And I don't take any exception necessarily with what you're saying, perhaps, but let's bring it down to what the program is about. And as I said, whether you believe in it or not, the framers who created the government, the constitutions for the government, the state and then the federal government, used those references as the primary basis for their thoughts, their reasoning, and that which came from England based on that. And if we're going to throw all that out and say, well, that doesn't really matter, then let's look to what they used in the creation of the Constitution and say, all right, that was the understanding of the time, and that's upon which these documents are based, and not start getting into the depth of religious arguments. While you may be saying something is true, there are and there were books, but I wouldn't look to the Catholic Church as a source of Christianity. I wouldn't. I mean, we understand where all
that
came from.
I certainly support what you say, Tom, and I get the effect of what you're saying, and I concur that most of the precepts that the founders professed, at least to appear to profess, have relevancy and were founded on what we would consider to be what we understand as Christian principles, which may more correctly be Nazarene principles of the faith that the one that we know as the Christ practiced while he was walking on this physical earth. However, whenever people start trying to assert that Abraham and Israel is his only seed, that is an absolute twisting of what the word in the even the Bible is, because it says he had two seeds. He had the seed of Israel, of Jacob, and the seed of Isaac. And he had the one seed from his handmaiden Hagar, which cast the seed of the Muslim and the jihadist nations, the Eastern religions, and then he had the Israeli. It's absolutely irrefutable if you read the books that he quotes.
And so, well, you know what, Chris, what I want to do is I want to thank you for calling, but I want to go to another caller, Chris, because I think we're getting a little sidetracked here, because the focus really this morning is Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and we know that those were based on what the founders believed at the time. Now, whether you agree with what's in the Bible or not, or you think that it's the book of Satan, or you think whatever you want to think, you can think whatever you want to think, but we got to go. We're looking at what the founding fathers thought, and that's what we're basing our conversation on today. So what it is they thought was what inspired them to write the documents the way that they wrote them. So I want to thank you for calling. I want to go to Ziggy in Canada. I'm not sure if my board op is there or where he went, because he's not responding to my text messages here. But Ziggy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Maggie?
Oh, hey, good. How are you? Oh, I love the name Ziggy, too. I used to be in love with that comic, Ziggy. I really did. In fact, I still have a Ziggy coffee cup.
Oh, really? Oh, you got more than I have.
Oh, do you? Yeah, well, I don't know where. You know where I got it? At a secondhand store.
Well, that's where I get all my stuff from.
I so, love secondhand stores. They're great places.
I love secondhand things, yeah. You know, I was doing the cleaning, and all what I heard then was the Bible. And because I'm a believer, right? I do not believe in religion, though. And this is what people can't get their head around it. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but I do not believe in religion. I do not go to church. I've been kicked out of two churches because it's all, to me, it's all false doctrine, okay? I mean, when I see churches and some so-called Christians, the way they behave, that's just like animals.
Well, but you're expecting human beings to behave in some, I'm going to use the term, heavenly manner. Human beings are still human beings, regardless of what they may consider themselves. I think if you believe in all the, the seven deadly sins, human beings possess those greed, sloth, envy, so on and so forth. So that's what you're seeing human beings exhibit.
Yeah, exactly, you know. I mean, I've been kicked out of two churches. I view Jesus Christ, when people really listen to it and read the Bible, it is a personal relationship. My relationship with Jesus Christ and God might be totally different than somebody else's relationship. It's a personal relationship. And, you know, I don't sometimes understand why we have to argue about the book. I think the your founding fathers, I mean, so much I know about it, is, you know, there are, it is set via the Bible, reason being, I mean, rules. We might not like the rules, you know, but, I mean, we need some set of rules. Otherwise, the society will go pear-shaped. And the rules we got now in place, you know, that took God out of everything, and God forbid you talk about God, you know, you get crucified. I think, you know, we need some set of rules, and the rules are not bad. There's only 10 commandments we should be following, and they're not that bad.
They're universal, Ziggy.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and the taking out of God, Jesus Christ, out of the public square is intentional, mm-hmm. And my take on that is sort of like saying, well, you know, the Bible's just a lot of stories, and Genesis didn't really happen, and we evolved, weren't created. All of these attempts by man to discredit the Holy Word is an attempt to put man ahead of God.
Absolutely.
And in order for the state to be superior, in other words, for the people to rely on Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, usurps the state's authority. They don't like that. And so they want people to be dependent on the state, to look to the state for the solution, the government. This is a European-style approach, and it is not ours, and yet that's what they've implemented here. And
absolutely.
So in order to destroy the people's belief, they must, in fact, destroy the Bible and destroy our history and change it. That's what's going on here by intent. But it doesn't work because that isn't that will never happen, not lawfully. Right?
No, I know, but they're going to try. They're going to really try hard. And if we, as Bible believers in Jesus Christ, we will get our share. You know, we will be persecuted, and we will. Some of us probably will get killed on whatever God planned for us. Right? But, I mean, the Bible has been around so long, it will never be destroyed.
Correct.
Ziggy, hang on, because we got to go to break. Listen, everybody, okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we shall return.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093, 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, and we've been kind of wandering around here talking about several different things this morning with the opinions the callers had that have called in. Ziggy, we've only got a couple more minutes. Is there anything else that you wanted to say? Hello, Ziggy.
I listened to your show, actually, and I think great show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, where are you in Canada, Zig?
Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm German, but in Toronto.
Okay. All right. Well, you know,
I will listen to you again. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thanks
and
for calling.
Have a great weekend. And to your guests, too.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Zig.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Bill, kind of we've wandered around a little bit here with the conversation.
I think it's all relevant, though. The Declaration of Independence starts talking about the laws of nature and nature's God in the first paragraph. And it then it goes on and says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing powers in such form as to them may seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So it was all relevant. There's just a whole lot of misunderstanding, unfortunately, and I hope we shed some light on that.
Well, you know what, Bill? You know, everybody has their own idea of what things mean. People interpret the Bible, books were left out, so obviously there's something devious and sinister associated with that. I don't know whether there was or there wasn't. I can only go by what I know is in the Bible, and I actually used to spend a lot of time reading it years ago, but it's no longer committed to memory, so I don't know every verse, and I will never know every verse, quite frankly. But, you know, it's interesting to me because those kinds of things that everybody gets so focused on the things that divide us, then you fail to unite for the things that are going to help us stick together to fight the people, to fight the pigs, which is where I started off with this show, to fight the pigs who want to enslave us. If we spend our time focusing on, well, this isn't in there, or that isn't in there, or you say this or you say that kind of thing, instead of the things that unite us together to fight the pigs who want to enslave us, then we're in a circular firing squad, aren't we?
Well, all of this goes together to form what this country, your individual state, are, and what they're supposed to be. And as I said, whether you believe it or not, those were the documents that the framers used. And 97% of the quotations that you read, the statements that they're made, as I understand it, either were directly from the Bible or referenced the Bible or were referencing documents that were based and referenced on the documents. So the vast majority of the evidence points to that this country, and frankly, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court settled it in 1824 and up to graphic against the Commonwealth. This is a Christian nation. And
Bill, Gotta
go.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. Hey, Irene in California, call back next week. I want to thank Bill for coming on my show again today. I want to thank everybody for calling, those who like my show and those who don't like my show, who call in and still listen anyway. Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. We've got people like William Taylor Ryle in the world who know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Listen, I'll be back. Another great show follows mine. Chin up, everybody. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. No matter how bleak it looks, the sun always comes up. Take care, everybody.